The strange thing about this particular person's passing is that they're referencing to the fact that when they passed away, the timing of it, I feel like there's a celebratory kind of a tone to it. And that's kind of the weird thing. There shouldn't be a celebratory tone to a passing. But what's being acknowledged is that when I die, there's a reference to a time frame of like what should be a positive time, what should be a fun time, isn't. And that's the way that it comes across. Celebratory almost, like excited, like this feels like this should be a really good thing. And yeah. Then I feel like a tragedy strikes in this.
Yeah. It was my Uncle Owen. His name was Owen Hart.
Wow.
And he was also a wrestler in WWE. And he was in an accident in the ring. And so it happened in front of about over 10,000 people. So when you talk about being a celebration and a party, it was at a big wrestling event.
Wow.
So there's a lot of excitement and hoopla around it. Because we were all watching it at home. And it was an accident, but, you know, it was just tough for the family to go through because there was that tension of, like, all the family was fighting because people didn't know whether they should stay in wrestling or would it be dishonoring Owen or, you know, and but our families loved wrestling for 50, 60 years. You know, it's like a family business.
For sure.
So, you know, hopefully Owen would be happy that we're happy.
Absolutely. And he so deeply was passionate about as well. And so for him, I mean, that's something that he would want everyone else to continue.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he got a lot of enjoyment from it, regardless of what happened with his passing. That's something that gave him fulfillment.
Yeah,
and he
exactly.
knows gives others fulfillment, so absolutely.
It's kind of what I feel. I do a lot of things in my matches to, you know, honor him and stuff like that. Oh, so.